Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Hey, do you have an idea for a future show? I would love to hear from you. If you do, send me an email at room33@carltroutman.com about your idea. And also, let me know what you think about any previous show. Now, on to this week's podcast. The Pulitzer Prizes for 2014 were awarded recently. There are winners in music, drama, letters, and journalism. The Pulitzers celebrate freedom of thought and recognize excellence. They're a reminder of the importance of knowledge, perspective, and free inquiry, and perhaps most importantly, courage. Here are some of the winners. For general nonfiction, Tom's River, A Story of Science and Salvation. The author of the book is Tom Fagan. What is it about? The dumping of chemical waste, the township of Toms River, New Jersey, and childhood cancers. For editorial writing, The Argonian's editorial staff. The writing was about PERS, or the Public Employee Retirement System, pension costs, and unfunded liabilities. Certainly not a sexy topic, but very important for the future of Oregon. For explanatory reporting, The Washington Post's Eli Saslow. What did he write about? Food stamps, more specifically the effect of them on families. In 2013, over 46 million people collected them. There are many senior citizens and kids who benefit from them, a timely topic to say the least. And perhaps the most controversial winners were for public service, reporting on the U.S. National Security Agency, The Washington Post, and The Guardian U.S. were the winners. Now, what am I talking about? The massive secret monitoring of electronic records of people around the globe, including Americans. I applaud this decision. The revelations did indeed shake the world, as they should have. Things needed to be shaken up. There has been an inadequate debate for far too long on the trade-offs between privacy and security and between liberty and safety. The collection of such massive amounts of data, regardless of why they were collected or how long they were stored, is something that should concern anyone who values individual freedom. Let's get real. Most of the data that the federal government collects is worthless, and only a tiny proportion might be of value. But a claim can be made that they need to massively collect data in order to, at least in theory, have the best ability possible to keep Americans safe from future terrorist attacks. The trauma of 9/11 has been institutionalized. What about privacy? What about having the expectation that your conversations, interests, and curiosities will not be collected by a government agency? Oh, you say privacy rights don't exist when you turn on your cell phone, laptop, or tablet? Or maybe they do exist but aren't as powerful as your interactions with human beings and printed material? Okay, then why not shut all of our devices down? At least we would have improved our chances of keeping more of our privacy. Good luck with that. In fact, it sounds crazy. Instead of just unplugging all at once, then why not slowly change to an economy where a non-electronic means of communication and research eventually becomes the norm? Well, that's not realistic either. To be honest, some of these revelations have hurt U.S. interests and help the interests of rivals and potential enemies. But it is the big picture we should be focused on. As Doyle McManus of the LA Times wrote, "History has taught journalists over and over that disclosure is almost always better than concealment. When in doubt, our job is to publish and let the public and Congress sort it out. It's an imperfect process, but so is democracy." Chemical waste and childhood cancer, fiscal realities and pensions, food stamps to elderly and kids, and big government privacy and the continuing trauma of 9/11. Important issues that hopefully will get more debate thanks to the recognition via the Pulitzer Prize. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.